We've Got Mail, Trusting in the Lord. I love the article playing A Different Tune, August 2001. I thought it was so awesome how Stephen Buse decided to serve a mission even though he has the opportunity to become somebody famous. I think all guys should have that type of attitude. Stephen is an excellent example of this, as he trusts in the Lord to take care of him during and after his mission. Becca Aysen, Marysville, Tennessee, via email. A great story. Thank you for printing a letter from Brett in the August 2001 New Era. When I read it, I just started to cry. Once I was finished reading it, I had my mom read it too, and she started crying too. Thank you for printing a great story. It meant a lot to me. Cassie Jones, Buena Vista, Virginia. Inner Suitcase. I recently attended a week-long program in my state capital learning about government. I was far away from home and knew no one. I didn't bring my scriptures along, but I did pack my June 2001 New Era. I didn't know why at the time, but the magazine became a blessing to me. I read it each night. As I did, the comfort of the Spirit would wash over me. I also was prompted to pray for missionary experiences and had the opportunity to share the gospel with a few people I met. Thank you for publishing such a wonderful magazine. It truly is a blessing in my life. Claire Plaschek, Gresham, Wisconsin, via email. Optimism. I want to thank you for your article in the July 2001 New Era, The Spirit of Optimism. Brought tears to my eyes because of the trials and tribulations I've had. I had never read this wonderful magazine until now, and I never thought it would give me such a good direction in life. The only reason I read The New Era was because one of the sister missionaries gave me the magazine and suggested I read it. I want to thank President Gordon B. Hinckley for his heartfelt words. Jonathan Miller, Wath-upon-Dearne, England, via email. Every day. I think youth is the best time in our lives. Being young and a church member is the best thing that can happen to someone. Every day I am so thankful I'm a member of this perfect gospel. Elaine Cristina R. Da Rosa, Montenegro, Brazil, via email. Oceans and Mountains. I just wanted to point out that in Changing Places, July 2001, the author didn't have to cross any oceans to find a place where, as he put it, not only would my siblings and I be the only Latter-day Saints in the school, but we would also be among the small group of non-Catholic students. At my public school, my brother and I have this same problem. A lot of my church friends are also the only members in their schools, or even school districts. I just wanted to make sure you knew that you don't have to cross any ocean to find this problem, just a couple of mountains. Bryn Hannon, Wexford, Pennsylvania. Better Understanding. Thank you so much for making this magazine. Although I've been a member all of my life, it's like I am a new convert. It teaches me so much. Now I have a better understanding of the gospel. Keisha Carter, Topeka, Kansas, via email. We love hearing from you. Write us at The New Era. We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section. We've Got Mail.